Terrence Joseph is a retired computer systems analyst from East Flatbush. He's been struggling for almost 2 years to create a neighborhood watch so that community members, and not just the police, are working to keep the streets safe.
The black community have not had best relationships with the police.
He asked the police department about getting office space and a patrol car with no luck so far.
I think there was skepticism on the part of NYPD, whether we could do this, whether we should do this.
Joseph couldn't find anyone who would give him the resources he needed until support came from an unexpected source.
Any of us rolling at this time?
That's Chaim Deutsch, the director of the Shomrim Neighborhood Watch Program in Flatbush. Shomrim are Orthodox Jewish patrol groups.
All right, 10-4, thanks.
They can't make arrests or carry weapons, but play crucial roles in providing public safety in tight-knit and sometimes insular Orthodox communities.
Shomrim in Hebrew means watches.
We're in Deutsch's car, driving through Flatbush, where the Shomrim have been operating for more than 20 years. They are rigorously organized, a dedicated hotline, a command center in Sheepshead Bay, and Deutsch says their tips to the police resulted in more than 200 arrests last year.
There are car break-ins, there's burglaries, there's robberies in certain areas, so you're constantly out there looking to see if you see some type of suspicious activity.
The partnership is unusual. Blacks and Jews haven't always had the best relationship. Flatbush is right next to Crown Heights, where 2 decades ago, tensions between the two groups boiled over into riots. And in fact, Shomrim from other Brooklyn neighborhoods have been accused of racial insensitivity. But when a local assemblywoman, Helene Weinstein, told Deutsch about the emerging patrol in neighboring East Flatbush, he decided to lend his expertise.
You have an electrician. Electrician knows electric. You know, you have a plumber. Plumber knows plumbing. But if you have something that can help other communities, no matter what it is, no matter what your profession is, then it's the right thing to share it, the right thing to give it over.
The Shomrim provided shortwave radios and vests. And Joseph, the founder of the East Flatbush Group, accompanied the Shomrim on one of their patrols in Flatbush.
Thank you very much.
This spring, the East Flatbush Group traveled to the Shomrim headquarters for training on how to use their radios.
What's the life of the battery?
Most of them had never met Deutsch or anyone else in the Shomrim before they sat down for the training.
When you're on patrol, maybe so many hours you're in the street.
If it's fully charged, you could be in the street for probably 10, 12 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the training goes on...
How long do you patrol for whenever, like both
patrol,
two people?
The group starts to loosen up.
Okay, when I go patrolling is when my wife starts making me crazy. Okay? I'm on a patrol. Okay? When I feel calm, I come back home. When my kids want to do homework, I go back on a patrol.
Okay? Joseph knows this is a unique collaboration between Jews and his Caribbean community. At the end of the training, he makes a point of thanking Deutsch.
We have gotten our radios through Chaim, our vests through the organization. We want to acknowledge that. It's a good partnership.
It's a beautiful idea. And the partnership sounds like a great story to a reporter. When the two groups talked about their plans to do joint patrols in each other's neighborhoods, I had visions of making the rounds with a Caribbean Jewish patrol team, keeping watch over kosher bakeries and jerk chicken food carts. Except that's not the reality. I've been waiting more than 5 months for a joint patrol, and it hasn't happened. It's not the collaboration that's the problem. Joseph acknowledges the East Flatbush Group is struggling to get off the ground.
I would like for it to move a little faster.
While the Shomrim patrol every night, the East Flatbush Group has had fewer than 30 patrols in total.
I'd like for us to get on the road and get our resources right and be able to move in unison, pretty much like the Shomrim does.
The Flatbush Shomrim has a $75,000 budget. That's one reason they're successful.
They're equipped. We are not.
And Joseph has come to admire the unity of the Shomrim and the larger Orthodox community.
They have a nice community, a developed community, a pretty well organized and financially supportive community.
When he sees the Shomrim's unity, he doesn't see it as exclusionary. Instead, he sees a closeness that he wants to bring to his own Caribbean community that he says is still finding its common identity.
We have a way yet to go to get that. Let me get that too.
He says East Flatbush will soon have its own watchers out in the streets, keeping their community safe. For WNYC, this is Sasha Chavkin.